When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Mullen Haw got you ready for Bears Week 9 matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. With experts' analysis from former Bears head coach, Dave Wannstedt.
No, they're going to win this week. I mean, come on. Arizona's not. I know they win, but. Bears are going to win. Kyler Murray is no better than the kid they just faced.
You got the Bears winning this game.
I do.
Okay.
Because their defense?
Because they're a better team.
Bolin Cruz.
This is the attitude we take. Don't point fingers. Don't try to decide on what you're going to do and what you're not going to do and whose fault it was. Just worry about what the hell you got to correct. Get what you got to get corrected.
Chicago Bear wide receiver, DJ Moore.
I haven't really looked at them, but I've seen how they've been playing. They've been playing hard. So just how this pass defense was. They was out there flying around and playing hard. So I know that's one thing we're going to have to do.
Jarrett Payton.
You're not to that point, I don't think, where you can just go on off script and do all these crazy things. But I think you got to stick to the script to be able to find a way to win games.
Joe Ostrowski.
Before the results on Sunday, the Bears were favored and beat Arizona. It was -1.5. And then just after what happened, and so it flipped. So they make the Arizona the favorite. Our friends at Circa have made it a pick 'em. BetMGM says the Cardinals -1.
Bears Tribune beat reporter Dan Wiederer.
It feels like in this moment that Matt is like two more devastating losses from this being a fait accompli, right? From this being like, you can't continue down this path. There's 10 games left. The realistic nature of the Bears suffering two more losses, like they've suffered so many times here in the last 3 years, is very realistic. And that should scare you a little bit.
BetMGM Hawks great Chris Chelios.
So there's a term in hockey called the bag skate. It's basically a punishment for doing something stupid. You're on the ice and the coach skates you for an hour, no puck, and just until you drop. And that's what they should do to Stevenson. They should line him up on the goal line and just make him run for an hour and then maybe even throw in the stadium stairs for punishment.
NFL Network reporter Stacey Dales.
Tyreek Stevenson's one of your best football players. I think there might be an internal, maybe he doesn't start the game. I don't think we're not going to see him in the whole game next week. I just don't. I think maybe it goes back to his comments. We'll see how the week plays out. We'll see how Tyreek shows up to practice Wednesday through Friday this week. But I don't see them suspending him against the Arizona Cardinals this week.
Nick Costas.
If we get to tomorrow when the final injury report comes out and everybody's playing, like Sweat's playing and Gordon's playing and Brisker's playing, etc., I actually think the Bears should be favored in the game. Like, I think the wrong team is favored if that's the case.
Odyssey NFL Insider, Brian Baldinger.
This is big because when you're publicly questioned by your own team, unless you win, those things just echo louder and louder. And they don't die, and they don't go away. And so the only way to suffocate those questions is by winning. And so that's exactly what's at stake right now.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat reporter Brad Biggs.
This was tough because of the offensive line. If the Bears have a better team, they ought to be half desperate. So I picked the Bears to win 20-17. Low level of faith in this selection, guys.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
For the Bears this week, you got to ask yourself, how quickly can you rebound? Do you believe this is a resilient team, or do you believe this team will still be affected by that? Because the market's telling you they think the Bears are still kind of what we saw at the end of that game. I'd be more inclined to look at the Bears here. Bears just struggled. Market understands that. I'd be looking at the Bears this weekend. Famous last words.
Mark Grody.
I did not pick the Bears to win. I am picking Arizona to win. I am picking Arizona to win this game 24-21. As far as the locker room is concerned, no, I don't think the locker room is on. I mean, all of the potential exists. I know I've heard the word mutiny thrown out there, that they're on the verge of that. I certainly have not sensed that yet.
Can the Bears win against the Arizona Cardinals? Mullen Haw and your reactions to the Bears' upcoming matchup on 670 The Score, the home for Bears fans.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and IDOT. It's not a game, Illinois.com.
I love Grody. That was good to hear all those predictions this week and all the stuff we covered because it's been a long week. And I love Grody, but I love that he threw out the fact that, you know, there's no mutiny out there. Like, hey, who said anything about a mutiny?
Well,
there's no mutiny going on in the locker room. Wait a second. Who suggested that there was?
Well, I mean, he's clarifying something.
Yes, I love it. But
in the back of your mind,
it tells you the
tone.
There
was a lot of second guessing.
It tells you the kind of tone that's been going on.
Yep.
And just to clarify things, he wanted to make sure that he didn't detect that, but he understood why there might be the suggestion that there would be. It's been a tough week for the Bears. They've been beaten up a lot publicly, and now they've got a chance to go out and change the subject and change the course of their season.
And the game itself is later in the day. It's another 3:25 start. And before that happens, before they take on Arizona, you can tune in Sunday from noon to 3 for your local Ford Dealers pregame show. It's right here on The Score, 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. And Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley and myself will be live at Wonderverse in Oak Brook.
Wonderful.
Feel free to come out if you want to, Mr.
Wonderful
Davis.
For Wonderverse.
We'll get you all set up for the game, and then immediately following the game, we're going to have instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And all of that can be heard on The Score and on the Odyssey app, and you can come out and you can get Dustin – get his attention and just tell him, hey, I got something to say, and then he'll have more to deal with than he already will.
I don't want to have anything to say on Sunday. If I came out, it would be get a 5-pound burger, but I'd eat half of it.
You are welcome to have a 5-pound burger.
I don't think I would want the whole thing.
I think you would probably, if you want to do this, honestly, you should work with Olin and Pat.
No, I don't think.
That would be great.
You're not getting out of Sunday. You're not getting
out
of Sunday.
I'm not looking to. No. I'm trying to accommodate you.
I know. But yeah, because I want a 5-pound burger. That would be a bit much for me. I like a hamburger.
I don't fathom how you could eat a 5-pound burger. I mean, I get it. You split it, apparently. And the boys said that that they split it and that Ryan Porth ate 85% of it. That's what they said on the air. So I'm not telling tales. But Dustin will be there managing.
Excellent.
How do you handle – like the old idea when you're a kid is, and it works, we should use it in society, is if we're going to split a candy bar, you cut it in half and I choose my half. Dustin gets to cut the 5-pound burger.
I think you need to cut the 5-pound burger.
And then Olin gets
maybe
to
eat
choose
it with,
which
yeah,
one.
Yeah, Olin can choose whatever he wants. Yeah, and I think you eat it with a fork.
Really?
Probably.
Okay.
Might eat it with a fork. Might need a fork.
Yeah, 5 pounds.
Because once you cut a hamburger, you kind of loses the whole handheld thing, right? Because if you're using utensils, then you might as well use a fork and keep it clean.
Depending on how you cut it.
So we got big weekend, Sunday, Bears, Saturday, college football. Tonight, Bulls and Nets out in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's a big game.
Big game. We will wonder and see about Zach LaVine in terms of his status with the sprained shoulder, according
Lonzo's
to Casey Johnson.
Out.
Yes.
Zach is questionable, right. and Jalen Smith still has
Jalen Smith, who has been pretty good early on, missed the game the other night with knee soreness. They won anyway. Now they go on the road. You wonder if he's okay, because that rotation probably doesn't go 10 deep if it doesn't have – oh, it might have to, but Jalen Smith, Zach LaVine, and Lonzo Ball out, that's not a great combination.
I think the Nets stink. I think the Bulls could pull off their third straight win.
Then we would be talking about...
Dynasty?
A team better than we expected. We'd be calling it Billy Ball, and Billy Donovan would bristle when we did, because apparently he doesn't like that. But I like the way they're playing. They're playing at a pace, the fastest pace in the league, and they aren't shooting the three as well as maybe they're going to need to, but they are shooting it pretty well when they... you look at Josh Giddey, he had 20 points the other night. He's shooting 58% from behind the arc. That's crazy.
That's insane.
That's unsustainable.
I mean, he's a guy that can't shoot, and he's shooting 58%.
Well, he can shoot.
Apparently,
he's gotten better at shooting.
Apparently, he can hit an open
shot. Is this all because of Peter Patton?
I hope so. I'd like to think so.
Peter Patton patented the 3-point release. I mean, Peter Patton is the I like saying Peter Patton.
Apparently, Peter Patton picked a pack of
players,
pickled players,
to shoot 3-pointers.
Yeah.
Peter Patton picked a peck of 3-point players. Well, I think Josh Giddey has been a good surprise. It's not working. Sorry. But
he's good. He's a good shot coach.
He is a good shooting coach. The Bulls are shooting it well and playing at a high level. So the Bulls play tonight. The Blackhawks lost last night 3-2 to the Sharks in the Shark Tank.
Yes.
But boy, this was a fun story. With little sidelight. Will Smith, not the Dodger catcher, not the actor.
Oh, yeah. He slapped the hell out of that.
Well, Will Smith, probably for the San Jose Sharks, 19-year-old, probably has a heck of a slap shot.
Yeah.
But he scored 2 goals against the Hawks. Will Smith is the great-great-grandson of the original White Sox owner, Charles Comiskey.
What?
Yes. Will Smith, his family is from, his mother is from Chicago. His mother, Colleen, still has family in Chicago, and he grew up in Boston, went to Boston College. He was a Boston Bruins fan, but he did have a Patrick Kane jersey, and he was a Red Sox guy. But Will Smith, the now Blackhawk nemesis, because he scored 2 goals against them in a victory that the Hawks should have actually won, he's a descendant of the Charles Comiskey. Look at you. You have a Boston. That's Boston U. That's not Boston College.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I've got a Boston connection. I'm close friends with a certain number one overall draft pick. Not Connor.
Macklin Celebrini?
No,
Macklin Celebrini did not play last night. He's coming back, but he's not ready yet.
No.
Hawks should have won that game.
He played one game. But he did great.
Do you not think that's interesting?
He had a goal and assist. I think it's phenomenal.
It's for the White Sox fan in you.
I love Charles Comiskey. I think I helped build a statue of him somewhere.
I
had nothing to do.
This is a good week for White Sox news, or a week of good White Sox news. Then
So the good news is that Will Smith, the guy that beat the Blackhawks, is
He's a local guy, practically.
Practically local.
He's practically
Bostonian.
Local. There were his first two NHL goals, and they came against the Blackhawks. And,
Is he named Smitty?
That's probably his hockey nickname, yeah.
You know how hockey players are.
Smitty, okay. Definitely. Good old Smitty.
Yeah, did I read this? And I got to go. I shouldn't speak before I check it. There was some a tweet out there that said a Will Smith has been on the roster of the last 5 World Series champions. Is that accurate?
That is, I think, I don't think it's the same Will Smith.
No.
But it's a different Will Smith.
A Will Smith.
Yeah. That's quite a stat.
Smitty has bounced around.
The Dodger catcher, obviously in 2020 and this season,
mm-hmm.
and my sense would be there's a relief pitcher named Will Smith, lefty, I believe. And that would be maybe the other
Texas. That was the last World Series before.
Texas Rangers. Yeah.
I forgot to
Braves, Astros, and Rangers. The reliever Will Smith played for the Braves, Astros, and Rangers, while the catcher Will Smith was the Dodgers. So that's kind of the bookends: catcher 2020 and 2024, and in between 2021, 2022, 2023. We had the Braves, Astros, Rangers.
I was hoping it would be more than two guys.
But that would be more confusing.
I'm a little disappointed.
Has the actor Will Smith had a hit since 2020?
He had a slap.
But he making news for the wrong reasons.
At the Academy Awards.
Will Smith, the catcher, has had more hits than...
How are those two crazy kids doing?
Will Smith, the actor.
Is that marriage?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't care.
Give me the background.
I don't have that. I don't have that origin story.
Okay.
I just like the origin story of what one we were talking about this morning, the Will Venable origin story.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Hopefully, we'll talk to Will Venable at some point.
Yes. Yeah.
It would be great to get him on the radio station to talk about his plan for the White Sox and his vision for what he sees and why he wanted this job. By the way, speaking of baseball, reminded me, Bruce texted me this to remind me. He's on tomorrow morning with Mike Esposito inside the clubhouse, 9 to 11, and one of their guests, Bruce Bochy.
Oh, you're kidding. That's Bruce fantastic. Bochy. What a great guest.
He's going to have some intel on Will Venable.
Of course.
And I think he's a guy, one of three championship managers for whom Will Venable worked. Joe Madden, Alex Cora,
can
Bruce
you
Bochy.
Text Bruce back and tell him, ask Bochy if he considered the White Sox or if they didn't want him when they hired Pedro. Wasn't that one of the rumors that he was interested in the White Sox job? Okay.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Well, this is the second week in a row they've had a good, accomplished championship manager on.
Right.
Terry Francona last week. Yes. And he said, essentially, this is what he said when they asked him that question about the White Sox.
Yeah.
They didn't call. They didn't call him.
Okay.
He said he respected Jerry Reinsdorf. I don't want to speak for Terry Francona, but I think the gist was that he respected the White Sox, respect Jerry Reinsdorf, but he didn't call him. So
he wasn't one of the 60?
What did you think of that?
I thought it was interesting.
Chris Getz had a list of, was it 60, 50 or 60?
They started at 60.
They whittled it to
20, got it to 5.
How do you start with 60 on a job search?
I mean, how many managers are there in the major leagues?
Well, 30. You know the answer to that question.
I'm just saying it's insane. If you really, listen, I'm glad they had a big list. I just don't know that you're getting in your own
way. When you have 60 candidates, it's like you went on Indeed.com and said, Major League Manager,
yes,
we're hiring.
Right.
And you took all the resumes. And the one that stood out was Will Venables because he had...
20's a lot, frankly. Okay?
20's a lot.
20's a lot. But I think the 5 is pretty sensible. And I think Will Venable, they landed on the right guy.
You know what it reminds me of is that when we saw that, like, you know, when coaching searches, and everybody's covered a coaching search.
Yes.
It comes out with the list of potential candidates, and all of a sudden it's like 14 names deep.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really helping anybody.
That's not helping anybody.
That just means you don't know.
That's what it means.
When you say that.
60 means, you know, throw a dart at the wall.
60 to 20 to 5.
Yeah.
I think I would want to go from reasonably 9 to 10.
Okay.
You have a list of guys that you want to consider.
Down to 3.
Then down to maybe 3. Okay. And then you pick one.
I think they kind of went to 4. I don't think the 5th one was a serious candidate, and I don't want to say that aloud, so I'll keep it to myself.
who are you talking about, mystery man?
The Grady Sizemore.
Oh, you never considered him a real candidate?
I did not.
Why?
Because
why don't you like him?
David, I don't dislike him, but let me just ask you something. We're sitting here this morning talking about Will Venable as the new White Sox manager.
Mm-hmm.
What if they had brought back Grady Sizemore, and we were sitting here this morning talking about that? Do you think there'd be any enthusiasm? Do you think we'd be saying, wow, you know, hired by great people, brilliant guy?
So you
or
think,
would we be saying, they plucked him out of the bunch and they...
I would be honest. I would be saying that a certain Sox fan in this studio said that had they employed Grady Sizemore earlier in the season, they wouldn't have made history.
I agree with that.
So I
mainly because I said it.
Then there should have been. Then
that's my opinion.
In that context, and if they would have made him the manager, you should be enthused about a guy who made the Sox better.
You can't announce that you're looking outside the organization. You're going to bring in some, and then hire the guy that you settled on to take over from your manager and announced that he was only an interim and would never be back.
Well, that's true if it's Ethan Katz or somebody who's been in your organization long enough to be considered an insular hire. I think if you're Grady Sizemore, you got here, you know, last spring after working $15 an hour as an intern in Arizona, he's more new, and I think you could sell that if they wanted to. I don't think they chose to.
There
that's
is
okay.
no way they could sell that. They could not sell that. That's why I'm responding in the way I am.
Okay.
I don't dislike the man. I hope he stays on the coaching staff. They're talking about that. That's great. But let's be honest about it. If they named him as the manager, there would be no parade.
There's not one now.
There's one in L.A. Kopech will be parading
today.
Oh,
how about the caller that congratulated Mike Kopech? Not Michael. Michael Kopech and Joe Kelly. I forgot about Joe Kelly.
Yeah, I don't think he deserves
Why are we congratulating Joe Kelly for anything?
Because he swore on the air.
Joe Kelly, congratulations. You have a great podcast.
He tried to get the FCC to shut down the score,
did,
as far
really.
As I'm concerned.
I know. Was he was in cahoots with Shane, right? Were they
cahooting?
That was his guy. Wasn't that Shane's guy?
I don't know.
Joe Kelly?
I don't know. Probably.
Was Joe Kelly get the
I got a lot
shares recipe?
We're starting and stopping the show with Shane talk.
We're going to badmouth Shane again, David?
I'm complimentary of Shane. Shane did a nice job yesterday being journalistically sound, following those instincts and reaching out to Carl Williams, Caleb's dad, and getting a response on the tweet that was loud. Good job, Shane. Then he went to make some bread.
It's focaccia. Why are we having this argument again?
I'm hungry.
Shane has done me a couple of larges, and I'm in his corner.
Well, I would definitely welcome a loaf of focaccia bread if Shane were so.
You break down and
twenty a loaf. He's sent out a couple of emails about it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, how come I didn't receive these emails?
I love that David wants $20 from Shane. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know these emails.
$20 a loaf.
All right. Well, that's not bad.
Why would you get one for free?
Because I complimented him.
He'll talk about it on CHSN.
Yes, right.
There you go.
I'll eat it. I will eat focaccia bread on the Chicago Lead.
Maybe he could be a guest on the Chicago Lead. He could make focaccia bread on TV.
I think Shane would be good on television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a look.
He does. He's got a look.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a good idea, Dustin.
All right. We've got to get to our colleagues. I believe we're going to talk to... is it Dan Bernstein? I don't know. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll definitely talk to Marshall Harris. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the score.